I had an epiphany on my most recent run outside. I recognize how quickly we can get into this state of sprinting, whether we come out fresh, hot out of the gate in a dead sprint once we start our run, or if we start maybe in more of a jog, but before we know it, we are in sprint mode and we're overwhelmed, we are gasping for air and feel like we can't keep up with that pace. I think there's a similarity, ladies, when it comes to our roles as working moms. So today's episode is about coming out sprinting fast and furious versus how to set a steady state and a steady run for our priorities and our life around us. So let's go ahead and dive on into this analogy and see how it resonates with you. Hey y'all, welcome to Working Mom Moments. Are you overwhelmed with the mental load of motherhood and struggling to find time to get everything done? Between kid activities, work deadlines, cleaning, and meal prep, does the guilt start creeping in around being present and giving your all to multiple aspects of your life? If so, you are not alone. I too am a working mom with four kids that have struggled with the juggling act of getting it all done. I've learned a few tips and tricks along my journey and created this podcast to share time-saving strategies, mindset transformation, and tips to help you create the life you love, both at home and at work. So if you're ready to thrive as a working mom, get unstuck, and create the life you've always dreamed of, you are in the right place. Block off this time on your calendar as a meeting with yourself, and let's dig in. As you might have already heard, I have exciting news. My book, The Working Mom Blend, is now available for pre-orders on Amazon and Barnes & Noble websites. This is a quick read for us busy moms that I know will touch your heart and would be a great gift for a friend, sister, or colleague. Head on over to Amazon or Barnes & Noble and type in Working Mom Blend in the search bar, or you can find direct links in this episode description. Also, if you want to come hang out with a group of working moms who get what it's like to juggle career and motherhood, I've got the group for you. Inside my free Working Mom Moments Facebook group, you'll get support, encouragement, motivation for the hard days, strategies to help with the mental load of being a working mom, and so much more. Simply head on over to facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments. I'll see you there. Normally, I am a treadmill runner, because I'm definitely a fair weather fan when it comes to running outdoors. If it's too cold, I don't want to be outside. If it's too windy, I don't want to be outside. If it's too hot, well, maybe I'll do it if I can get a good suntan. But for the most part, I typically run on my treadmill indoors because I run at very odd hours of the day, usually early in the morning. But yesterday in particular was a beautiful day. Almost felt like what I imagine California to be every single day. 72 degrees and sunny with very little wind. In Nebraska, we rarely get a windless day. So I took advantage of it and went running outside. And every runner can tell you there is one cardinal sin when it comes to running, especially outdoors, and it is going too fast too soon. So I was paying very much attention to how I was running because I didn't want to go hot out the gate and then end up kind of huffing and puffing for air and struggling and ending up walking within 3 minutes of going out the door. So I felt like I was doing a good job keeping my pace and paying attention to how I was breathing and how my body was feeling. But about 15 minutes into my run, I started realizing like, I'm struggling to keep up with myself. And so while I didn't start hot out of the gate, I noticed that my pace was starting to pick up more and more as I went further and further on my run. And in all honesty, I was so focused on making sure I didn't start out at too fast of a pace so that I could sustain my endurance that I also forgot to pay attention to the cadence and pace after the first 5 or 10 minutes of my run. So as I'm looking at my lap and split time, I'm recognizing like this is way faster than my normal runs on the treadmill where it's controlled and it's consistent. And so again, I found myself kind of huffing and puffing and recognizing I couldn't keep up at this pace. So I slowed down a little bit because if I didn't slow down, I would definitely be walking, call it a day early. And again, I'm a fair weather fan when it comes to running. So I would have called it a day and gone home. And I think that that's so true when it comes to us as working moms. It's kind of a parable that aligns well with us. We think about making the decisions that we do each and every day, and we are coming out of the gate every day making decisions that we think are best and right for our families. And with those decisions, we are pacing ourselves. On the flip side, as life moves forward, even though we've said yes or no to certain things, more and more opportunities come at us to eat more of our time. So we might say, you know what, we're going to do one sport a season per kid. That's going to be a boundary, or that's going to be a decision that we make as a family. And so we move forward, and then an opportunity comes. Okay, well, what about a camp for this sport? Well, what about a more higher level competition for this sport? And so while we've made one decision and we set our pace for ourselves, making sure that we don't come out of the gate too fast, more and more our speed picks up because there's more opportunities and decisions that come that are tied to that initial boundary. So I like the example of sports, probably because I'm a boy mom and we are in sports constantly, but we too have that same rule of one sport per kid per season. And this is how we've set boundaries for our family. And that's our pace that we start out with. But then we shift, and the pace seems to quicken before we even realize it. Just like when I was out on my run and I had no idea I was going so fast, but no wonder I was out of breath and exhausted. And these are the opportunities that pick up our pace so quick we don't even recognize we're in a dead-out sprint. The camps, the trainings, the one-on-one coaching, the more competitive or advanced sports that you could potentially go into, right? That quickens the pace. It inserts itself into the busyness of our already full lives, especially as we look at work and motherhood. So what was intended to be pure and to protect your time by instilling a boundary, if not maintained or taken care of, can certainly turn into a situation of feeling overwhelmed or so busy because there are so many opportunities still tied to the one boundary. And again, I like the example of sports, but it absolutely fits in if your boundary is with your family or with your friends or the amount of time that you're going to spend on your phone. So making sure that you are paying attention to not only what that boundary is and your pace coming out of the gate so that you're pacing your life in essence, but also how that is continuing to play a role inside of your life as time goes on. Do you need to reevaluate what that boundary is? Are you upholding it enough, or do you need even more parameters around what that initial boundary or decision was? And look, I will tell you, research shows that the average American makes 35,000 decisions every single day. 35,000 decisions is a lot of decisions every day, from what we're going to wear in the morning to what road or direction we're going to drive into the office today, depending upon traffic or weather, to what you're going to have for dinner, how you're going to answer an email or a report, right? Like, there's so many different decisions that we make in a given day, and that's the average human. So as we know, there is a lower spectrum to that, and then a much higher number on the spectrum as well for those who make even more decisions. And I would venture to guess that the average working mom, not just an average human, the one that is also taking care of lives, making sure the house is clean, making sure that there's food on the table, all of the things that are happening, in addition to working as well and the decisions that have to happen inside of the workplace, that we are actually, in fact, making many, many more decisions each day than the 35,000. This can, however, lead to decision fatigue. So many decisions that we're making, and by the end of the day, the last thing we want to do is figure out what is for dinner, who's going to make it, where I'm going to get the hamburger to brown it, and everywhere in between. So I will challenge you today with looking at your life from the essence of, are you sprinting? Are you coming out of the gate so hot that you are already overwhelmed by the time you even get into the office? And to be honest, if you have little kids, that's very possible that you feel like you are exhausted before you even get to work in the morning, and likely because you are doing more than most people do before you get into the office with juggling kids and getting everybody to daycare and everybody fed and dressed. So know that there's a layer of that of truth that is simply, it is a lot of work to get little ones out the door, certainly. But if you find that you have set boundaries, you've made decisions to keep your life at a consistent pace, but you're noticing a quickening, even though you've put in good parameters and you, like me, started off with a good pace and great intention, but all of a sudden you find yourself with no time ever. You're maxed out. Your busyness is through the roof. Have you maybe picked up your steps a little too fast? And midway through your run, you are now in a dead sprint. You weren't expecting it, nor had you trained for it. So I would encourage you to not only set those clear boundaries, but to uphold them as well. And I'll give you a perfect example. Here recently, we were hosting family and we had offered for a brunch type of situation to get everybody together. And it didn't work in everybody's schedule. And it worked in the afternoon. And while that was a busier time for us, we prioritized the time with our extended family and adjusted a few extra things on our end to make that late afternoon time work for us because it worked for everybody else. And then comments came in later about, we can stay. We have fireworks later in the evening by our house. And so everybody could stay for that. And I'm like, oh, no. We love you guys so, so much. And we're so excited to have you over. But the party will be wrapped up before dark. Sorry. This will be our time, our intentional time to spend with our little family after the party is over. And while I did feel a little bit like a snot saying that, and I really hoped that I didn't hurt anybody's feelings, my priority was maintaining this balance of a jog or a run and not going into a dead out sprint where it was more and more stuff for us to manage and that we had to handle. And it made sure that we were prioritizing the right things. We wanted to prioritize time with our extended family, but then also wanted to make sure we were prioritizing time with our kiddos as well, because my husband and I travel quite a bit for work, and this was really our only time to spend as a family. So all of that said, make sure that you are setting clear boundaries, you're communicating those as well, but also making sure that you don't forget to uphold them when attractive opportunities come down the line, meaning, yes, we're going to host this party, but it'll probably be wrapped up by 7 o'clock so that we can still enjoy a little bit of time with our family. Clearly communicating what's happening, what your boundaries are, and even when cool opportunities come down the line to make sure that we're doing the right thing for the priorities that we've put in place. And again, I just really love this analogy of a dead out sprint coming out the gate hot. Nobody really wants that because that sets us up for failure unless we're running a really short race, of course, which is not motherhood. We are in the long race here. So on the flip side, making sure that we keep a consistent, steady pace. And if we find ourselves sprinting and picking up speed, that we recognize areas where we can pull back and not have to give up or feel as though we're so overwhelmed and exhausted that we just totally shut down. Because I've been there, and still from time to time, I feel that way as well. But it is a signal to me to say, I've allowed too much to be on my plate. I either need to delegate or I need to communicate or I need better boundaries in place to be able to get it all done and feel as though this is a manageable pace. And I would hope absolutely that that is the case for you. I would really encourage you when you are looking at your boundaries and you're saying yes to one thing, that you're not necessarily saying yes to everything within that scope. So for example, if you want to volunteer at school and you don't have the capacity to be the treasurer or the president of the parent-teacher organization there at your school, that you are volunteering for maybe one specific task or one specific event, and then seeing how that folds out into your life, and is that manageable versus I'm at a dead-out sprint, I volunteered to be the treasurer of the PTO, and all of a sudden, I don't have any time, and I'm stressed out, and I'm overwhelmed. That took you from a jog type of pace out of the gate into a sprint before you even knew it, and now priorities are upside down, your time is so, so limited, and you're feeling stressed out. And I think at times, this can stem from feeling as though we're going to disappoint somebody, or maybe we have internalized guilt that we experience these feelings of guilt because we're declining requests if we were to say no, especially if you're accustomed to putting others' needs before your own. It's okay to set your boundaries for what works for you, what you need, and what your family needs as well. Sometimes that risk of conflict can really come up, or maybe it's even the fear of missing out, right? Like, do you worry about what you're going to miss out if you say no? I know that that can be true of us at times, right? We want our kids to be set up for the most success possible. And so if they love basketball, we maybe commit to that one sport for the season. And then all these other opportunities, as I mentioned, right? The individual coaching. Well, Joey's doing one-on-one coaching and this person's doing additional training on top of the select team that they're already on. And so where does that end? We don't want that fear of missing out, one, for our kids, but also for their future. Are we setting them up for failure? Are we limiting them if we don't do these extracurricular things? And I'm here today to tell you, majority of kids that are in your competitive sports are not going to go on to the NBA or professional sports. And so to give yourself grace and to give yourself permission to prioritize your family if that is an area that you really struggle with. I hope this episode has helped you, and I'd love for you to come and join and share your favorite working mom tip in my free community, where we discuss mindset, motivation, time-saving strategies, and so much more. I'll meet you over at Facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments. And be sure to sign up for my insider email at laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. Hey y'all, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 quick seconds and share it with a friend who may need to hear this message as a working mom? Also, please leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up when I hear from listeners to know that this podcast is helping you. Okay, time to cross a few more things off my never-ending to-do list. I know you can relate. So I'll meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Until our next Working Mom moment, have a beautiful day.